It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Outdoor music venues, libraries, and rec centers in Denver are on track to reopen soon. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
An email from the mayor's office to the city council indicates large venues might reopen soon, assuming COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to decrease. The mayor's office is asking the state to allow the Colorado Convention Center, Hyatt Regency, and Sheraton Hotel to host meetings. And the city wants Elitch Gardens to operate this season at 18% capacity, or 3,500 people. The city is also working on proposals that would allow outdoor spaces like Levitt Pavilion and Red Rocks to reopen to limited audiences. The email also says that rec centers and libraries in Denver are on track to open their doors too. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe members and the descendants of survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre are urging Colorado lawmakers to put a memorial where the statue of a U.S. soldier once stood near the state capitol. Catherine Redhorse with the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs says the memorial is a step in healing.
The Sand Creek Massacre is one of the darkest moments in our state's history. Only by acknowledging and learning from this tragic event can we collectively move forward.
Last year, the statue of a soldier who helped carry out the massacre was torn down during protests. The new monument has been approved. Its location will soon be determined. Some wildlife advocates want the state to streamline its reintroduction of gray wolves. They argue the launch of an overly bureaucratic process will frustrate voters who approved wolf reintroduction by the end of 2023. But the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission said Wednesday it plans to take things slowly. Officials say it will take time to ensure the rural western slope counties, where wolves will be released, have a say. Western Colorado has highs in the 40s today. It'll be in the 30s around Denver and along the Front Range, and cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.